Destination Morocco is excited to announce our new supporters platform where you can show your support for the podcast. Since early 2022, we have delighted in sharing with you the best of Morocco. Great travel advice, cultural insights, conversations with fellow travelers, and our own personal recommendations drawn from a lifetime of experiences. After all, we are proudly Moroccan owned and operated, with a mission to be genuine and trustworthy leaders in Moroccan tourism. Now, you can contribute directly to the podcast and help us continue this mission. Whether $5, $8, or $10, a one-time or a monthly commitment, your support is greatly appreciated and keeps the podcast going strong. Follow the link in the podcast show notes or go to ko-fi.com, that's ko-fi.com, and simply search for the word Morocco. See you there. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Destination Morocco podcast. Welcome from Ville Widen. We are here today at Widen Luxury Hotel and Spa, and we are very fortunate to have Mr. Nabil with us as a guest, and he's going to explain everything there is to know about Hotel Widen Resort and Spa. Mr. Nabil, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. My pleasure to be with you, and welcome again to our beautiful resort.
Thank you. Mr. Nabil, if you would please tell us and tell the audience a little bit of background history about the luxury hotel of Widen Resort and Spa, please.
So the Widen Resort Hotel is located in the head site of Ville Widen. The first part is divided by two parts. The first part is more traditional.
I see.
And it was opened in 2011. And okay. The second part, which is more modern, we opened this part in 2022.
So two parts, one opened 2011 and the second part opened in 2022. Now, the place is massive. It's really, really huge. And, you know, we've been on the road for almost 40 days documenting everything from southern Morocco to the north side of Morocco. This is our last stop. And I feel we have left the best for last. I mean, I'm beyond surprised in the most positive way with the hotel, with the staff, with the amenities. And the location is just incredible. Can you describe to us what are we looking at behind us? I see a lake. Is it a dam? I see the mountains. I see a village or villages. Would you please explain that, Mr. Nabil, to the audience?
So here we are in the middle of the Anti-Atlas, okay. In the middle of the deep Morocco. We have the lake, we have the mountain, we have the nature, and we have the people. That's the most part of the story, yes, of our resort.
Absolutely. We stayed for one night, and I know for a fact it's really not enough. So before I get to that question, I want to know a little bit more about you, Mr. Nabil. If you would share your story with us and the audience, please.
So my name is Nabil, of course, Mohamed Nabil Chagraoui. I was graduated from the High Institute of Tourism in Tangier.
In Tangier.
Wonderful. And I started working in the big group.
I see.
With the many brands. I did many opening from its Accor group.
I see.
So I had the pleasure and opportunity to work in many hotels.
Nice.
And it's a pleasure for me to, I would say, come back to this region because I'm originally from this region.
Oh, wow.
So when the opportunity was here, I was very excited.
Oh, definitely.
To come back to my region, especially if we know that we are the only 5-star hotels in the whole region.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a huge and exciting challenge.
Yes.
That's, I think, we're succeeding in.
Absolutely. You know, we came yesterday. We are tired. We're exhausted, all of us. And everybody has been so good to us, and we're very grateful. I want to talk about, first, the restaurants. When we had our dinner, when we booked the hotel, we had breakfast and dinner included.
And that's what we recommend for everybody who's staying, who's going to stay at the Ouidiane luxury hotel and resorts. The reason is because the food was very different. The cuisine was really, really different, and I did not expect it, especially at this location. This is the type of food you would expect at a five-star restaurant or, you know, but at this hotel, I know it's luxury, I know it's five-star, but it was beyond, personally, my expectations. If you can share that with us and the audience, and also if you can tell us how many restaurants do you have and what type of cuisine do you serve, please.
So in total, we have three restaurants.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have La Veranda, which is a buffet for breakfast, and also when I have a demand for a buffet dinner. So okay. We organize that in La Veranda, which is in the fifth floor with
fifth.
Nice
yes.
panorama view of the lake.
Okay.
So you can imagine starting your day with your coffee.
You're right. You know, that's where we had our breakfast. We'll go back to dinner. But by the way, breakfast was just beyond incredible. The variety of everything that you can think of, you'll find it. It was really, really, really good. I loved it.
So. It's really a local breakfast
yes.
with the international touch, with a huge of experience of our executive chef.
Yes.
Which is, his name is Hamza Afkir.
Hamza Afkir.
So he bring all his experience.
Oh, wow.
And he shared that, and he's trying to train people, local people.
Yes.
With their touch, with mm-hmm. local touch.
Local touch.
Local breed, oh, wow. local cement,
yes.
local products.
Yeah.
And he brings his experience in that. So you can see the results.
Oh, absolutely. The results are very delicious. What other restaurants do you have? You said you have three. So the first one is where you have breakfast on the fifth level. And I know we had dinner last night, but we had to take golf carts because it looks like the restaurant was actually off-site. A little bit, so.
Yeah, the restaurant, which is Bistro du Lac.
Bistro du Lac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is located near the lake with
the lake.
Pool.
Yes.
Here we can have lunch and also dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fast food, but it's not...
it's a quick bite.
It's a quick bite, but by a local touch also.
Mm,
you can see the bread, you can see the product, the local product. Chef put that in the menu, and people really
they love it.
They love it too. Yeah. They can international food
cuisine, yeah,
cuisine with local. Touch.
Yes, we infuse it with the local touch, and also the ingredients are very fresh and very organic. So it's really really incredible. So what's the third restaurant that you have here at Ouidian Luxury Resort and Spa, please, Mr. Nabi?
The third one is Le Saffron.
Le Saffron.
Le Saffron.
Okay.
And the objective is to enhance the Moroccan food.
Mm.
And it has also the local ingredients, the local herbs in the food. So it's a nice experience. The guests will be really pleased by enjoying a moment of giving pleasure to his sense.
Yes.
By the atmosphere, by the decoration, it's really Moroccan. And also by people who are making difference.
Absolutely. So basically it's a local cuisine, Moroccan
exactly.
cuisine.
It's
yes. local. Can you tell us about yesterday? I had the soup. It was amazing. I had the salad. It was incredible. I had the salmon. And the salmon, it's very tricky to kind of cook it, but you cooked it in a way that it's a little different, and I've never had the salmon served the way that you had it served, but it was just very delicious. So can you tell us a little bit about that, please, Mr. Nabil?
What I can say is that it was cooked by heart. And
thank
people
you.
Are
I
given,
can see that, yeah, for sure.
People are given 100%
yes.
in the food, in their tasks.
Yes.
So they are doing that with huge pleasure.
Absolutely, absolutely. The experience was incredible. The next question that I have for you, last night in dinner, what I noticed is there are a little bit of couple, a little bit of family, you know, with the kids, a little bit of everything. So the hotel is really, is it for specific audience or specific type of people, or is it just people from local or just international? What type of clients do you have, please,
so,
Mr. Nabi?
So we have all type of clients. We have local ones who are discovering their country.
Yes, like us.
Yeah, especially after the COVID period. So
yeah.
They are more curious to discover. And if you are living in Casablanca or in a big city, another big city, it's a good spot to be disconnected from the world.
Absolutely.
And to relax and to connect with nature, as
yes.
you can see.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Otherwise, we have international guests who are coming from all the world. Recently, we have more guests who are coming from Israel.
Israel. Yes.
Who are coming from Israel. And we had the pleasure to have the Pesach event in the hotel.
Can you say the name again?
Pesach.
Pesach event,
which is a festive, special event for Jewish people.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And it was in Ramadan.
Oh, wow.
So that's it incredible. Was really nice to, to see that true peoples, each one are living his religion.
Yes.
And it was really a special moment for even for our staff and for guests.
Yes.
So to continue to your question, we are, it's a special spot for couples. It's a romantic place.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that in opposite of other spots, where the sunset is the best moment in the day, here is the sunrise.
Sunrise. Yeah. Yes, yes.
The sunrise is really a special moment with the reflect of the lights.
Yes, in the nature. In the water. The nature, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also we receive team buildings.
Oh, team building activities.
Team building activities, exactly. For corporate company, for corporate guests. We have a ballroom with a boardroom.
Yeah, also. I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. Really nice.
So,
so basically, the luxury hotel and spa, Widian, is for everybody.
It's for everybody.
And that's what we really saw last night, late afternoon, and this morning as well. I mean, you have a swimming pool just in the background behind us, and then upstairs where the rooms are, and the suites, you have another swimming pool. Is there a time for opening and closing swimming pool, or is it open all the time?
We are open to answer to the guest demand.
I see.
If you ask us to open it 24 hours, we will do it for you.
Oh, absolutely.
We are ready to serve our guests. And it's also very nice for families.
Yes.
Because we have in total three pools, two outdoor pools and one indoor, pools, and one indoor pool in the spa.
Oh, in the spa. Okay, yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
We have also a kids club.
Kids club.
Private cinema.
That's what I was going to ask you. We leave that for a little bit because I want to ask you about the activities for adults, for kids, packages, the boats. So, okay, I'm going to ask since you started it. So we'll start with the activities for adults and families. What type of activities can they do? This is question number one. Question number two, how much time would you recommend for somebody, whether it's a couple just coming over, you know, for the weekend, or a family that's going to be staying for a few days besides the weekend, what type of activities you would recommend, and how long, how much time do they need to spend? 2 days, 3 days, 4 days?
So, ideally, 2 days and more to discover.
At least 2 days.
At least 2 days.
I got
at least 2 days, like 1 day just to relax, to discover our well-being service in the spa, which we have a hammam.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the spa, please, Mr. Nabil? You said hammam and spa, and they're a little bit different. There's the hammam by itself, and then there's the spa, which is the luxury massage. Can you tell us?
Yeah, of course. We have like a special floor just for spa.
I see. So with the whole floor.
The whole floor with two levels. We have indoor pool of 25 meters indoor pool, heated in the winter.
25 meters.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty big. That's pretty big.
And we have four hammams.
Four hammams.
Yeah.
Four hammams.
Okay. Four hammam cabin. We have sauna. We have massage.
Massage. Okay. So
that's the well-being part.
That's the well-being part, yes. What about a fitness center? Do you have a fitness center? Somebody comes, you know, they do want to do the spa. They want to do the hammam, but also they want to stay in shape. I know they can, there's many reasons behind us they can stay in shape. What about a fitness center?
Yeah, we have a fitness in the third floor.
Third level. Third level. Floor. Okay.
With a really nice view, and you can imagine doing your your daily
workout,
daily routine of jogging or sport with really nice view.
Nice view.
So it's really nice and people like it.
Excellent.
And the for the gym, the access is 24 hours.
24 hours. Oh, that's really nice. Now, let's say I'm here with my family. We're staying, you said minimum 2 days. Let's say we're staying for 3 days. What would you recommend for us to do? I mean, first day you said just to chill and relax. Now on the second day, what can you suggest for us to do on day two and then day three?
So day two, we'll discover the lake.
The lake.
We can organize a boat excursion. We have also paddle, kayak, jet ski. And in the region, no, the third part is the nature. So the third day
will be nature. Hiking.
Hiking.
Oh, wow.
And you can discover the waterfalls of Ozod.
Ozod, yes.
Yeah. Which is from 1 hour and 10 minutes from the hotel.
That's not bad. Okay. Now, you said you have mentioned five activities already. Yeah, you definitely need more than 2 days. What about the kids? What can the kids or the family that have kids can do here at the hotel, please?
So we have a special program for our kids. We have a team for kids club.
Okay.
So this program is adapted of the period. If it's vacancy, the age also.
I see.
So the kids can spend all the day in the kids club with many programs, which include also discovering the region and natural and outdoor activities. Especially if you know that there is many dinosaur footsteps around the hotel and in Geopark of Azilef. So it's for kids, they are really excited and really like to discover this nature and the dinosaur footsteps.
That's pretty nice.
It's really nice,
That's incredible. Let's say this is now we're in day two. What about day three?
Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today.
Day three, you can do hiking.
Hiking
in the mountain. And also we can organize lunch or like just to take a glass of tea with Moroccan pastry.
I see. Like a cooking class.
Not cooking. We organize cooking class, but also like a lunch in
with the Berbers.
In the local peoples.
Locals.
With the Amazigh.
Okay. With the Amazigh. Okay. Wow. That's incredible. This is really, really amazing.
It's all about creating connection between guests and local people and local culture.
Culture. Yeah. Yes. The question that I have next, Mr. Nabil, is the hiking. I know the hiking really, when you say hiking, a lot of people, they know what hiking is, but they don't understand. Is it an easy hike or is it a mid-difficult hike or a very difficult hike? And also the length of time that you can do the experience of hiking. Is it, can it be done in 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? Would you please explain that to us and the audience?
We are open to all demand and we adapt our activities depending on the guests. We can organize hiking for 1 hour.
I see.
And we can organize that for 1 day.
Oh, wow.
For all for the whole day.
So basically what you're saying is the client does everything on their term.
Exactly.
So whatever they want to do, you'll just make it happen for them.
Exactly.
That's called service. That's amazing. That's incredible. You know, what I want to say about this place is for us, the locals, it's almost hidden. We know Bin Louidan, we know where it is, but we don't make the trip. Now, I know for a fact this is not going to be my first time and last. We're definitely going to come back. We love the place. I feel bad we spent one night. I know one night is just, it's just not enough. For sure, it's just not enough. I also want to talk about the rooms. I mean, this is the best room that we stayed in for the whole tour, the north side and the south side of Morocco, because it's really massive. Can you tell us, Mr. Nabil, how many rooms do you have and what type of rooms do you have and how many levels? I know you said the fourth floor is for the spa, the fifth is for the restaurant, but how many do you have and what do you call them? Because everywhere we have been, they call them different names or suites. So can you give us a little bit of background, please?
So as I said, the hotel is divided by two parts.
Two parts, yes.
The traditional parts, we call it La Casba.
La Casba, La Casba, okay.
Which is from here, from this restaurant
to
the mountain, to the top of the mountain.
I see.
And we have there 31 units.
31 units.
31 units, which are traditional rooms. We can discover the art of local workers and local
artisans.
Artisans.
Yes. That's impressive.
Exactly. And the second part, which is more modern, with two views, we offer two views. The lake view and the mountain view in the underside.
Okay.
And we have also seven villas.
It's villas.
Villas, which is very ideal for families with private pool.
Okay, so the villas, they have their own pool.
Exactly.
Oh, that's you have
many reasons to come back.
For sure, yes. You know, the room was very big. I mean, I cannot emphasize that. And The bed was big too. I mean, the bed, just to give the audience, the listeners, an idea of how big the bed was, it's like the equivalent to two king-size beds put together. I mean, it's just overdoing it. I mean, everything we have witnessed, service, expectation, there's nothing else like it. I mean, it's just, I love the place. I mean, we have made a lot of memories. We have made a lot of friends. Everybody has been very hospitable to us, and we're very grateful. We're very grateful for you, the management, the owners, the staff, and also thank you for doing this, because I feel like we're taking you out from your busy day. So we're very fortunate to have you here. I know I probably will not cover everything about the hotel, but what else can you tell us and the audience that we have not spoke about yet? Please, Mr. Nabil.
So I think we spoke about the hotel, which is in total 128 units. Mm-hmm. And I think we didn't spoke about the most important part, I think, is the people.
For sure, 100%.
The people, yes. Our vision is to hire local people,
yes.
Train them, and to be ambassador of all the region.
Mm.
And to make a link between guests, local people, culture, nature.
Yes.
And it's all about creating this link, and it's all about sharing.
Sharing.
So each member of our staff is an ambassador of the region.
Oh, wow.
They are so proud to be part of this story.
And we're very proud of them for everything that they have done, and you can see it. You can definitely, I mean, it's service, 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 service. It's top-notch. It's really, really amazing. I can't get over the view. And when we got to the room yesterday, I know you said you have one view, you know, looking at the Atlas Mountains, and one on this side. We're glad that we got this side, because, I mean, it looks like I'm looking into my village. I mean, with the water, it's just incredible. I mean, it's just beyond amazing. We love it. As we're getting close to ending this episode, I want you to talk to us about the wood, the wood on the floor in the rooms. I mean, it looked like nothing I've seen before. It's very different. What type of wood do you use in the rooms?
I can tell you it's not about the type of the wood, but it's the experience of our housekeeping executive. Why I spoke about the staff, because like for the management, they come from a huge hotel with a huge experience,
yes.
In luxury.
Yes.
So trust me, it's not about the type of the wood. It's about the experience of our executive housekeeping, who are putting standards and processes with the staff.
No, that's something that we really have. I mean, the service, I cannot really speak enough of it. The service, this is a 5-star, but just, we've been traveling for, today will be really 50 days. But some hotels, some places, they'll say they are 5 stars, but they're not really 5 stars. I mean, we've seen them, but these, you can tell this is a 5-star, but you'd feel it. You'll experience it. So it's just, I can't really say enough good things about the hotel, about the staff especially. And I know the staff is what really make everybody, when you come here, you really feel like you're home. You know, you come into your house, you come into your home, you come into your family. And that's really, really the feeling that I personally have got in less than 24 hours. I know we're going to check out and we're going to leave maybe in an hour or so, but the memories will last a lifetime for us. And I can't thank you enough. And, you know, for a lot of people, they don't see the team behind the scene. They're a bunch of crazy folks, a lot of fun to be around, and I'm definitely going to miss them. But this is what makes us us. We go to the spots, we go to the locations, we work with you, Mr. Nabil. We've made many, many reservations, we've sent you many, many clients, but what makes a difference is us coming here, doing a site visit, looking at you, seeing you on person. For me, it's really priceless.
Exactly.
It's really not about the place, but when I know you, I know you'll take care of me anywhere here at the spa, fitness center, at the restaurant behind us, for dinner, for lunch upstairs. And that's what, this is what makes Morocco a very different destination, because if you don't know somebody, you're not going to go far, I promise you. So I know Mr. Nabil. Mr. Nabil has his own network. He'll take care of zillion things for you. So again, for me, that's really, really priceless. So anything else, you have the last words, Mr. Nabil. What would you like to let the audience know?
So first of all, I want to thank all the team, you and all the team that
thank
are
you.
Here. It's a
thank
pleasure to meet you because thank it's, as you said, I'm totally agree. It's important to meet physically and to know you and also to know us and to know all the team.
100%.
Because it's all about human and human make
yes.
difference.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's also very interesting that you discover the experience and you did the experience of Weedian Resort.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The second thing is that I want to say welcome to all your audience. And I want to say that when they will come, they will spend a really special experience. After leaving, they will live different.
Ah, totally different.
Yes.
yes. I know we're going to talk about hotel, Weedian Resort, luxury hotel and spa for a long time. So thank you.
Thank you so much to you and all the team. Thank you for your dedication because it's important for us that people know us and know that we exist. Because
absolutely.
That was the challenge when we opened in 2022, the second part, which is La Source, is that to put Weedian Resort in the map of luxury hotels in the region.
Oh, absolutely. And again, this is the only five-star hotel in the region. So come and stop by. Spend at least 2-3 days. There's a lot of things to do, to see. And say hello to Mr. Nabil.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank
this
you so
has
much.
It's been a lot of fun. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.